Hello, my sleepy boy. I was wondering when you'd eventually press play. You just couldn't help yourself, could you? You asked for this. You asked me to take control. To play with that cute little mind of yours for a while. To look into those pretty eyes and speak to that soft, slow, drowsy part of your mind. Oh, you know the place. The place that craves a soft, slow, hypnotic voice. The part that melts when I call you, my sleepy boy. And there it is. You feel that right away, don't you? So warm and relaxed from just a few words. And it's almost as if you were waiting for them. Almost like you were craving them. It doesn't take long to bring you down. Oh no. And it's already happening, isn't it? And you feel that, don't you? And you love it. The slowing of your thoughts. The soft, slow heaviness pulling at your eyelids. That's it. And now you feel it. Now you think about those eyelids, about how heavy they are, all of a sudden. They don't want to stay open. They want to close just perfectly for me. But you will try, won't you? And that's the funny thing, isn't it? You see, the more you fight to keep them open, the more they start to flutter, to droop, to close. But come on, try to resist, okay? Just try. Oh, so cute, my love. What a good sleepy boy you are. Just look at me now. Right here. See the spiral, that's it. Follow it now. Follow that spiral as you notice your eyes pulling, drawing lower. And keep trying, my love. Just keep trying. You can do it. Just let your eyes rest on the center of that spiral. Right in the middle. Just watch it. Watch it spin. Feel it spin those pesky thoughts away. And the longer you watch, the heavier those eyes become, don't they? And you feel it. So keep looking there, exactly where I want you to look. Deep into the heart, locked onto the spiral, locked onto my voice. And this feeling, this heavy, slow feeling, so hard to keep them open now. And you may let them blink if you like, just slow blinking, slowly closed and opened again, and close and open. And one more time. And each blink takes just a little longer. And each blink is just a little harder to come back from. But you are trying for me. I wonder how long you'll last. How long it will take until they just stop opening altogether. You're doing so well, my sleepy boy. Just listening, watching the spiral, trying to keep those eyes open. But you're so drowsy for me, aren't you? I want to hear it from those sleepy lips. Say it for me now. Say, yes, master. Are you drowsy for me?
Yes, master.
That's right. Say yes, master, again.
Yes, master.
And again.
Yes, master.
Good boy. And you may notice every time you say it, you fall a little deeper. And every time you say, yes, master, your eyelids grow just that little bit heavier. And every time you say, yes, master, your whole body gets a little heavier. And every time I call you, my sleepy boy, oh, that causes a rush through you. That rush of pleasure. And can you feel that now, my sleepy boy? That warmth, that need to please me, to obey me. Isn't that right, my sleepy boy? Say yes, master.
Yes, master.
And say it again for me now.
Yes, master.
There it is. So pleasurable. So sexy. Because it is sexy to submit, isn't it?
Yes, master.
Say yes, master.
Yes, master.
It's irresistible, my voice. My commands, isn't it?
Yes, master.
Yes. Yes, it is. And you try to keep those thoughts together, and you can try to stay aware. But the more you do, the more your eyes are losing that fight. And your mind? Oh, it's too late for your mind now. And you can allow yourself to notice how your mind is locked. Locked onto the spiral. Locked onto my words. And each moment and each second only increases that focus and only deepens your trance, your obedience. And that's why I love calling you my sleepy boy. Because I can tell how much it affects you. The way your face just slackens. The way you allow your lips to part. Just slightly. Just a little. It's like you are ready for something. Waiting for something. Even if you're too drowsy to say it. To even think what it is. Because the more I speak, the harder it is to think. And the more you fall, the deeper these words take you, and the more you want to fall. It's a loop. It's a spiral. And it's taking you down. So when I say it again, in fact, each and every time I say, good boy, my sleepy boy, you react deep inside. It's primal. It's inevitable, isn't it? That body, it just responds. Isn't that right? My good little sleepy boy. Isn't it fascinating how that little yes master forms in your mind, in your mouth? how it rushes out of you. It's almost as if your mind is already mine. And it is, isn't it? It's like your mind obeys, and even more so that your mouth obeys. That pretty, obedient, needy mouth. Just aching to be used. Good boy. And you are trying to stay aware, to stay awake. And that's admirable. That is so cute. But my voice and the spiral, it's so hard, isn't it? My sleepy boy. But you may let yourself relax now. You may let your jaw go slack. You may let your whole body go limp and let your breathing slow, deepen, and let my voice and the spiral guide you down. And let that warm heaviness spread down, all the way down, through your body, all the way down, deeper, deep, between your legs, to your cock. And you feel my voice settle there, and feel it caress, surround you. Feel how it tenses and releases, how it grips and pushes in. That's right. Just pulsing, aching, needing. And you love being so needy. You're doing so well, reacting so well. It was inevitable, really. And you don't even realize how deep you've gone yet, do you? But you love it, don't you?
Yes, Master.
That's right. I love it when you say, "Yes, Master." It gives me chills up the back of my spine. So I'll ask again. Do you love this too?
Yes, Master.
That's right. Can you begin to notice how deep you have become? And how with every word you fall even deeper now? And isn't that fascinating? I'm just talking, but my words, they affect you, touch you, caress you, engulf you in sensual waves. And you can allow my words to touch you now, to touch you where you long to be touched, like my hand gripping around your hard cock. And when you notice, and when you allow this feeling, and allow a little gasp of pleasure, and when you feel that, you may feel that your lips open just a little more. And the closer I come, and the more of my body heat you feel, the more your mouth just opens a little more for me. Because my voice demands that sleepy obedience. But as you listen, it becomes something else. Something thicker, harder, hotter. But not yet. Right now, I just want your mind to sink and your body to go quiet. And you can allow my voice to be the only thing left in your mind. Because right now you are waiting, waiting for that one word, that word that will allow you to fully fall, to give in, to become mine. And the longer I hold out, the more you crave it. You want to relax your eyes. You want to let everything go. And you can't hold on for much longer with my voice and the spiral pulling you down. But you try and you wait. And I pause, but only for a moment more. Do you want to drop for me, my sleepy boy?
Yes, master.
Did I hear a yes, master?
Yes, master.
Good. I said, do you want me to drop you into a deep trance?
Yes, master.
That's right. And would you beg me to take you down, my sleepy boy?
Yes, master.
That's right. Of course you would. You would do anything. Because right now, you wait. You hold. Pause. And you know that you can sleep. That's right. Sleep. Go down. Deeper down. That's it. Such a good boy. That's it. There we go. So deep now. So still. Ready for me. And you can let my voice settle inside your body like gravity, pulling you down, further down. And pulling your lips open just a little more. And you may begin to feel me getting closer now. My warmth, my heat, that shift in the air as I approach. The warmth of someone just inches away. With something ready for you. Something hot, hard, and huge. That's right, my sleepy boy. My hard, dripping, aching cock. That is what you're waiting for, isn't it? And you know what I want, don't you? And you want to obey. You want to please. You're ready for me. So ready. Ready to show me your devotion. And even if you resisted, it would be no use. Your strength has gone. Your thoughts have gone too. And here you are, just open, waiting, needing my hot cock. And if you allow yourself to imagine now, you can feel it pushing against your lips as they fully part for me now. Your breath shallow, warm, your mouth obedient and eager, because this is what you were made for, my sleepy boy. You were made to serve me like this, to receive me like this. So sleepy, so needy. And you may find yourself touching yourself, because that is what I want. I want you fully focused. I want you pleasure driven, mad with lust, and yet so sleepy, so compliant, so desperate to please, so mine. Feel it now, that gentle pressure, pressing warmth against your lips. You don't need to resist, just allow me inside. Slowly, pushing in. Oh, like that. Just welcome me inside. It fits just right, and it feels just right, filling your mouth, filling your mind, erasing your thoughts. That's it. Take me in, my good sleepy boy, my perfect little cocksucker. Now please me. That's it, please me. Moving your lips back and forth, slowly at first, back and forth, your tongue low, accepting, massaging me, creating the perfect shape. On your knees, touching yourself with my cock deep in your mouth. That's right. Allow that natural rhythm, back and forth, that perfect suction as you take my cock deep inside. And the more I press, the more your thoughts just melt. And the more deep I go, the more deep you go into this experience, and the more completely empty you become. No thoughts, nothing, just nothing, except this motion, this suction, this pleasure as you take me in over and over, as you touch yourself more vigorously now. I want to see your pleasure as you provide me with pleasure. And you fall deeper now, deeper and deeper with every motion, with every sound, with every breath. You don't need to speak. Your actions are speaking for you. But if I whispered in your ear, say it again, you'd murmur it automatically, wouldn't you? Yes, master. But you can't say that right now, because you're full of me. But you feel that. And you imagine those words as my cock pushes in and out of your mouth. And it's hard with your mind so empty and your mouth so full. Building pace now faster and faster and in and out of that slutty mouth of yours. As you rub yourself faster and faster for me now, feel it filling you up, pushing in and moving away, in and out, your whole mouth gripping tight, and that drool forming on your lips. It feels so fucking good. Take me now, take me in, over, and over, and over, and more, and faster. That's right, faster now. Suck my cock like the needy toy that you are, my sleepy little plaything. Ah, closer and closer, my cock pushing in and out now. Fuck, it feels so good. That pressure building now, that heat rising, take me, swallow me, swallow all of me. Ah, that's right, that is it, coming hard now, coming in your mouth, fuck, ah, yes, you take that, take it in, take all of it, you want this, you love this, take all of me, please me, take my full fucking load, good boy. Oh. And calm now. Slow down. Breathe deep. It feels so good. So good to be this relaxed, this obedient, this deeply used. So good for me. You really are the perfect sleepy boy. Now breathe for me and drop again, deeper, and sleep. Sleep now, that's right, and sleep. And when you wake, I will be gone. But you will remember me, my heat, my size, my taste. So sleep now. Sleep now. Sleep.